Today from the Ohio Newsroom, rediscovering the legacy of a jazz legend.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
I'm Erin Gottsacker. An accidental discovery is putting renewed light on a Toledo jazz bassist who died years ago. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports that a lost record is finally being released more than half a century after it was first recorded.
An unassuming cardboard box, water-stained and fraying, sat untouched in a shuttered recording studio for decades. Inside, a stack of records shone beneath a sheen of dust.
They didn't look like they had really been, like, even brought out of the box. Maybe the
Brennan Willis, director of music at Terra State Community College, discovered the vinyls last year when he was digging through Brownwood Studios in Fremont. After a quick clean, he set a needle on its grooves. It was an unreleased album of a jazz trio performing American standards. And on bass, a legendary name that carried weight across Northwest Ohio's jazz scene.
Somebody said, that's Cliff Murphy.
Clifford Murphy was born in 1932. After returning to Toledo from the Korean War, his mother sent him out to buy new clothes. Instead, he purchased an upright bass around 6 feet tall from the shop. He recounted the story in a 2012 interview archived in the Toledo Lucas County Public Library.
My mom, I can remember my mom saying, now how are we going to get home? I said, I'll walk this. I felt so proud, you know, owning my own.
It wasn't long until he became a staple in the local jazz scene, forming the Murphys with local pianist Claude Black. Doug Zwatecki, local jazz historian, says the band performed during the city's heyday.
You and I, we've probably never really experienced a town in the Midwest quite like Toledo's jazz scene. It was incredible, truly.
And Murphy was at the center of it all, playing alongside other greats like Ray Brown and John Hendricks.
It didn't matter what John called, Murphy knew it.
That's my medicine, to get up and play. I can't wait to get there. Can't wait to get on that bass tonight.
And he didn't just perform. He created the jazz club Murphy's Place with the help of his musical partner, Claude Black. The venue became a place to cut your teeth.
You'll meet a lot of people who, you know, spent a lot of time and learned at Murphy's, learned how to play jazz on the stage, because that's the old way. You know, now you have to go to the university, right? So they used to call Murphy's the University of Claude and Clifford.
Even after his club closed, Murphy kept playing well into his 80s until he passed away in 2019. But despite such a big presence, not much of his music is left behind. Murphy only pressed a handful of records, making the one Willis pulled out of a dusty box a rarity. So Willis brought that music into a museum.
This is the Brownwood sign, so that was the original.
The record sits on display at the Rutherford B. Hayes Presidential Library and Museums, just minutes from where Murphy recorded the soundtrack. His contributions sit next to memorabilia from big-name bands like the Kingsmen and the Beach Boys, who stopped by the same studio. Willis says Murphy has earned his place beside them.
You don't have to be a household name to make art that's going to last the test of time.
It's not enough to be remembered. Willis wants Murphy to be heard. He's working on rigging up a vintage phone booth so that the legend's bass thumps as you step inside. And with every note, a piece of Toledo's jazz history finds its way to the present. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Fremont.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you on Monday.